Now then, sometimes we call Snap Judgment's Jamie DeWolf the Love Doctor, and you're about to find out why.
When I first met Jamie, I was really closed off to a lot of people. It seemed that all the relationships that I had before took away from my sense of self and took away from my purpose. And when I met Jamie, I was really wary of that, but also very interested in him.
I was incredibly cynical when I met Natasha, but she was a filmmaker and an artist who had this huge, big heart, and I started to believe that there was maybe hope. Maybe love could work.
The whole first year went by so quick. I worked on this project to give to him on our one-year anniversary in secret and in my room, and I hid it under the bed.
In our first year anniversary, and she gives me this huge book that she's made by hand.
And as soon as he looks at it, it seemed like he lost his breath.
Just completely speechless.
The front opens in the middle. It's got two doors that close in.
It had its own padlock on the front of it.
And each page is textured with paint and paper mache, and there's hidden pockets.
And that was of our entire relationship. It was amazing. I know nobody had ever given me anything like that before. Okay, now I'll be... So I'm flipping through this book. I get to the last page, and she has a special surprise. Four envelopes. Her idea is that we're going to write a letter to ourselves, and then a letter to each other that's going to be opened in exactly 1 year on that day.
I write a letter to myself. My letter was pretty encouraging, but also a little threatening.
It's like you're coaching the future you.
The letter I wrote to him was very thankful. It was full of gratitude.
And then I have to write my letter to her. So I decided to take the biggest gamble that I've ever taken in my life and try to be really hopeful that my future self would agree with me. Otherwise, I was gonna have a problem.
The deal is that we padlock it, set it aside, and we won't open it up for a year.
Our second year was harder than our first year, and over that entire year, I kept thinking of the letter. I never forgot what I wrote. This is this countdown to the day when the me of the past is now going to have to reconcile with the me of the future.
A year from that day, we're in the same room at the same place.
We have the key, and we unlock it, and then we unseal the envelopes. First, we read the letters that we wrote to ourselves.
I kind of felt sorry for him a little bit because it seemed like the Jamie from a year before was being a jerk.
I was like, you would better get your act together. You know, it's this long sort of fatherly checklist of all the things I should have done by this time.
When I read the one to myself, it was almost if like my best friend time traveled. It was inspiring, but also kind of frantic and pushy.
And then we get to the letter that we wrote each other.
I was thanking him for the whole year. I was thanking him for all the changes we made together.
And then she opened up her letter.
Break the seal, take out the piece of paper. For a split second, I'm a bit disappointed because it's a really short note. It wasn't even a full page. It was like a ripped up half a page. It says, close your eyes and count to 10. And I did, and I'm thinking, all right, well, it better be a bigger note. But then I'm counting down.
And when she opened her eyes,
he is on one knee, and he's got a ring, and asks if I will marry him. I say yes. He knew he wanted to marry me a year ago. That is very flattering.
I've had male friends of mine say, how did you know you were going to be together in a year? I didn't, you know. I wanted to be brave and take a leap. I was glad we landed where we did.
Jamie DeWolf and Natasha DeWolf still make art for each other and are partners in shows and films all over the Bay Area. That piece was produced by Mark Ristich.